Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are excited to hear from the Holy Spirit? I'm excited. Hallelujah. There are certain phrases that our brother Sam has been using. And unknown to him, I was taking note of those phrases. Let me repeat them to you. Ponder on them. He talked of reevaluating life's priorities. We have work to do wherever we find ourselves. He said, belonging to a community makes you feel loved. Stay bound in God's love. Amen. And he said, act like men. Our Heavenly Father, as we look into your word tonight, with the few minutes we have left, speak to our spirit. Speak to our spirit. May we catch what you have for us in the few minutes we have left. Let your word be life and spirit unto us tonight. For in Jesus' name we pray. Men and brethren, so in acting like men, the Lord has been, he started taking me on a journey. He started that journey with me, and in that journey, he has commenced to reveal a few things to me. I'm a work in progress, as is every one of us here. I know that we have said that this meeting is organized by the Excellent Men's Ministry. Amen. However, what the Holy Spirit will pour out to each and every one of us from the throne of grace is applicable in life and destiny to every one of us, male and female, young and old. Amen. So, it especially addresses the men, what we want to discuss tonight briefly in the next few minutes we have, but it's applicable to every one of us. Praise God. So the Lord has been taking me through a particular benchmark. Everybody say the word benchmark. A particular benchmark. And the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me and saying, young man, this particular benchmark, you need to start reassessing your life and your life's priorities based on that benchmark. Remember, King Sam said, so what is that benchmark? It applies to every one of us, but if you would allow me, can all the men in the house stand up as we read of that benchmark from Scripture? Amen. Permit me, I just want to heighten your spiritual senses to that benchmark. So please bear with me as we look at that benchmark. That benchmark is called a legacy of influence and greatness. Repeat after me. Legacy of influence and greatness. And we find that benchmark in one of the shortest books in the Bible, Esther chapter 10, from verse 1 to 3. There are only three verses in that book. Our emphasis, pivot of our discussion tonight, as short as we'll have it, is in verse 3. But we'll take it from verse 1. Amen. So, if you have it, we will all read together as the men stand up and ponder on this. Let's go. And the king, Ahasuerus, laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are then in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia. Verse 3. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. in our hearts in Jesus' name. You may have your seat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is important to know that this man Mordecai, in his time, was living not too far away from where we are in now. He was living in the land of Shushan, which is in the southwest of present-day Iran. I have said that before going in. I know why I have said that. Many people think that what they turn out to be in life is influenced by their location. Many people feel that the ongoings of their location influences the lack of opportunities, the lack of favor, the lack of wherewithal. But please note that Mordecai lived not too far away from us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Now, there are two words that are pivotal to the legacy of Mordecai. Two words in that verse 3. And two words are seek and speak. Everybody say it. Seeking and speaking. Amen. These are action words. These are not dormant words. These are words of someone who is busy on a plan. Amen. It takes compassion. It takes intention. It takes patience. It takes resilience that is life-changing for someone else other than yourself. How many of you believe that? It is a continuous action-packed word that is heavily laden with responsibility towards other people. Amen. Now, when that verse says, Mordecai was seeking the wealth of his people, I know that the immediate gravitas is to think of money. Amen. But wealth is a spiritual principle. It is a spiritual principle and it is a spiritual currency that comes from the heart of God way before money was invented. To show how wealthy God was, I want you to scale up in your spirit to think how God thinks. As at that time, when God put gold in the land of Havilah, they were there to harness it. There was nobody there to even think or ponder on it. There was nobody there to measure its worth. But God put it there to let you and I know that there is a benchmark. There is a benchmark that transcends the material things we hustle and bustle for. The money, the reals, the, rupees, naira, There is a level where God operates. And in that level, where wealth is found, it is a wealth that is a team effort, that is collective. Amen. How many of you know that wealth is God's idea? Okay, you are shaking your head. How many of you believe it in your heart that wealth is God's idea? Forget about the money. Wealth is God's idea. It is one of the principles with which he runs the universe. Amen. Mordecai was chasing that for his people. Men and brethren, look around you. The people you see around you are your people. Amen. Why? We are all one body of Christ. Praise God. So, out of passion to ensure that the physical and spiritual standard of living of his people scale up to measure to his standard, he was seeking for their well-being. Remember, Mordecai was not only in the corridors of power, next to the king. Amen. Can I ask you, if you were next to that king, would you remember your people? Being next to the king means you are in opulence that some people's brain can't comprehend. Would you remember your people? A lot of things that the Lord was showing me here, we won't have time to go through it. But even in that corridor of power, and even where he was, he had access to everything that a wealthy man had. His heart was for, how are my people doing? How are my people faring? What is their standard of living like? Amen. This is part of the legacy of Mordecai. As I speak to you, I speak to myself. As men, let's ponder on this. You may be in a position of influence right now where you are. You may be in a position of connection and network where you are. The unbelievers can even go ahead and look at you and say you have pastor. But above and beyond all that, are you like Mordecai here? This is the benchmark the Holy Spirit said I should be looking at. You might not need that benchmark, but after all is said and done, can it be chronicled on the heart of somebody that, look, he sought the wealth of his people. Amen. Next word that is important is speaking. Speaking. The next word that is important is speaking. Before we go to speaking, we see that in verse 2, if you go to verse 2, you see that it says the greatness of Mordecai. The greatness of Mordecai. The greatness of Mordecai. Men and brethren, what that means is that Mordecai had so much impact that everybody felt it. To the extent that in verse 3, he comes now to say he was accepted by the multitude of his brethren. He was accepted by the multitude of his brethren. That means if you met a crowd of people and you ask them about Mordecai, you will find people that will say, ah, Mordecai, this is what he did in my life that moved my destiny. God used him to move my destiny from point A to point B. He lived a life of impact. Not only in tangible results that can be measured, his influence, changing the lives of those that were under his influence. How did he do that? By bringing them to a wealthy place. By bringing them to a wealthy place. How many of you know that there is a wealthy place in God? How many of you believe that? That there is a wealthy place in God. And the scripture tells us that. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. The wealthy place in God that we find. Let me look at it. Psalm 66 verse 12. Kindly turn with me to Psalm 66 verse 12. Psalm 66 verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Who brought them out? Who brought them out? If that place does not exist, God will not do that. He brought them out into a wealthy place. So Mordecai partnered with God to bring his people out of the quagmire of difficult living and unfulfilled destiny into a wealthy place. Amen. Praise God. The second word that is pivotal in Mordecai's legacy as chronicled is the word speaking. It takes spiritual foresight. It takes prophetic insight and unwavering faith to speak into existence those things that be not as though they are. Amen. Praise God. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, speaking of Abraham. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Amen. God calls those things that be not as though they were. And in the last intercessory meeting, I told them that as he is in the world, so are we. Call for things by speaking. If you are created in his image and likeness, you can do likewise. Amen. Praise God. So when you are speaking, know the power of your speech. Amen. Praise God. Know the power of your speech. It is important to note that in the beginning, Genesis, God did not introduce himself as a holy God, though he's holy. He did not introduce himself as a righteous God, though he's righteous. He did not introduce himself with these many attributes that we know him, though he's all those things. He just said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know the introduction he gave you in that line? How many of you are aware of the introduction God gave of himself in that line? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is telling you, my passion is to create new things. I am a creator. I like creating new things. This is the first introduction God gave of himself. And that seed of creativity he has put in each and every one of us. Amen. Praise God. We exercise our creativity in many ways. One of the ways we exercise our creativity is in speaking. One of the ways we exercise our creativity is in what? In speaking. Praise God. And it says there in verse 3 of that Esther chapter 10 that Mordecai did what? Spoke to his seed. Amen. And brethren, when you hear seed, I know the immediate gravitas is to think of offsprings. Amen. Which is good. That is one type of seed. There are other types of seeds. Amen. How many of you know that your thought is a seed? How many of you know that? Your thought is a seed. How many of you know that your faith is a seed? Hallelujah. If you have faith as small as what? God did not make mistake likening faith to a mustard seed. You will do what? You will say unto this mountain. A shift in destiny is predicated on your understanding of the power of the seed you have. No matter how small. Amen. So speaking to his seed, what does that mean? What does that entail? Do you know that for everyone God has given seed, to nurture that seed to fruition, God has also given us a little bit of a prophetic voice. Every one of us, there is nobody here that does not have a little prophetic voice. If not, for those of us that have children here, you will not be speaking into their life. You speak into their life because you know that as your father, you call for the things that be not as though they are. There are things you desire to see in your children. Amen. And you speak them into their life. Why? It is operating out of those little gifts of the prophetic everyone has. Every one of us. And Mordecai exercised that. Speaking peace to his seed. Men and brethren, for every seed God has given you, What have you spoken over it? What have you spoken over it? As custodians of seed, I have said it takes prophetic insight and understanding by the Spirit of God to maximize every opportunity to pray, to declare and prophesy over every seed God has deposited in us. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall do what? Shall eat the fruit thereof. Another example of seeds is your giftings, your talents. The ones you recognize and the one you don't recognize. The one you know and the one you don't know. What have you spoken about them? God is waiting for you to speak life into them and exercise them for his glory. Amen. Every seed is a weapon for the mighty use of God to advance his kingdom, to advance his principles, to advance his kingship, to advance his governance in the lives of men, in the lives of people, groups, and territories at large. So, your view and your value and your actions concerning the seeds God has given you greatly influences how you are aligned to God's views of kingdom advancement. What are you doing with the seeds that God has deposited in you? Amen. What are you doing with the seeds that God has deposited in you? This is the legacy of Mordecai. He was interested in speaking life into every seed that God had deposited in him. Lastly, I want to speak about something that is very dear to my heart. And for the few minutes we have left, I want to speak about that in the form of a question. And I want every one of us to participate in that question. The question is this: if you have an apple tree with 12 apples, and I eat one, how many apples are left? Praise God. Is my question clear, or did I speak in Proverbs? Amen. You have an apple tree. There are 12 apples on that tree. And you saw Kibe, he came, took one apple, ate it. How many apples are left? Can you raise your hand? Don't be afraid, there is no bullets being shot here. Amen, sister. You have the tree, so you have the seed. Amen. Any other answer? Somebody said 11. Anybody going for 10, 9, 8? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Can you turn with me to Luke chapter 6, verse 45? Luke chapter 6, verse 45. I want to bring your attention to something that the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart concerning Mordecai that is not obvious in that place. Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil." For what? For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. We know this verse very well. It's very, very familiar to each and every one of us. Amen. But it is shocking to know that the Holy Spirit drew my mind to, he has given the heart the capacity for abundance. So there are people that have asked this question, and they told me the number of apples left are 11. Amen. Praise God. But when you are operating from a mindset, a heart of abundance, you do not see 11. Why? How many seeds are in an apple? Okay, let's take 6. So if I eat that apple and I plant the 6 seeds, how many apple trees do I get? 6 apple trees. How many of you are aware that in a year, an apple tree can give a minimum of 100 apples in a year? Praise God. In a year. 100 apples in a year. 100 times 6 is what? So in a year, year on year, give an estimate, 600 apples in a year. We have not touched the seeds in the remaining 11 that are not plucked yet. Do you see what an abundance mindset can let you see? But a lack mentality lets you see, you have 11. You ate one. You cannot pour into an empty cup what you don't have in your own cup. Mordecai operated from a mindset of abundance. And it is out of that mindset he was able to see and understand and know that it is possible to get my people to a wealthy place. No matter how much it takes me, no matter how long it takes, no matter the mountains and valleys on the journey to do that, it is possible to get my people to a wealthy place. Men and brethren, what mindset are you operating with? In conclusion, because of our time, I want to conclude with these questions. What have you spoken over the seeds God has placed in your hands? What have you called forth concerning the seeds deposited in you? We will only be remembered by what we have done. Will your impact be chronicled, like Mordecai, on the hearts of those that you have labored with God to bring into a worldly place? And most importantly, will your impact be chronicled in heaven? Amen. Men and brethren, this is not possible outside Christ. As we see in Isaiah 61 verse 3, that we are trees of righteousness. The planting is of the Lord, that what? That he might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. When God is glorified, what it means is, thy kingdom has come. Thy kingdom come is achieved. It means his will is being done in the life of those trees that he has planted, because the seed deposit and the planting is of the Lord. Amen. Someone once said, the fruit of a seed is in the seed itself. The fruit of a seed is where? Is in the seed itself. The fruit of a seed is in the seed itself. So please reprioritize your view of every seed God has given you. Because the manifestation in life and destiny of the varied fruits to God's glory are in those seeds. Are there seeds you have lying dormant? Are there seeds that you have written off? Are there seeds that you think no longer matter because of your age? Are there seeds that you think the society and the environment I find myself, they don't really need it? Men and brethren, every seed deposited in you is important in the sight of God. Amen. To the furtherance of his kingdom, to the expansion of his kingdom, and for his glory. Please revitalize those seeds and speak prophetically into them, and nurture them to the praise and glory of his name. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And like Mordecai, may it be said of us that we sought for the wealth of our people and we spoke peace to our seeds in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Over to you, Brother Rajesh.
Amen. Amen. We're going to have a time of ministration moment, but before that, let's reflect on what we heard about Mordecai. And when we evaluate our own lives, we might find ourselves wanting in many aspects. But I want us to turn our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. That you, through his poverty, might become rich. Mordecai could speak influence to a people of his time. But the one greater than Mordecai is here. Amen. The one greater than Mordecai, riches. He knew how helpless for his today, this. As men, the one challenge that we go through is we are distracted. What was Adam doing when the serpent was talking to Eve? Now, my sisters, don't look at your husbands. It's a challenge to the whole body, not just men alone. There are riches that God has deposited in you and I, but there is a breach somewhere through which it is being taken away. The breach of distraction. Turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 3. I'd be calling on Brother Marcus shortly. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 29. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 29. Next to them, I'll read from the board, Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his house. Next to him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, guard at the east gate, made repairs. You see, the whole wall of Jerusalem was broken. It was when one man decided to build the wall that others started seeing the breaches that were in front of their house. Today, is the Holy Spirit opening your eyes to any breach that is in front of you, through which opportunities have leaked, through which seeds have gone forth, through which potential has been drained off? I want us to stand up. All of us to our feet. Brother Marcus, I want you to come forward. If there is any breach that the Holy Spirit is showing in your life, this is a time. If there is influence that has seeped off you, if your words have not been edifying, instead it has been tearing down. If your thoughts, the abundance of your thoughts are not leading to life, instead it is pulling you down. The time is now. God is giving us an opportunity to act like men again.
Hallelujah. Just as we continue standing, we're just going to a point of prayer. We shouldn't just worry ourselves. Just be in the presence of the Lord as we're all there. As men, we're distracted.
And each one of us is also distracted as we move in life. And these distractions come from within. I think my brother spoke about Eve distracting Adam from reaching his goal. Samson is another example. It can be every other thing. In all that I do, speaking to me one day at a time. I'm on a daily basis. New times. Purposes. To be great. And great shall we be in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you need any prayer point, please come to the front now. I will call the leaders. We only have 5 minutes. 5 minutes. If you need any prayer point, just come to the front. Leaders, council members, anybody? Anything that's on your mind? We have already been declared a night of victory. Our time is far spent.
Light in the darkness.
Just pray.
You are a way maker. Miracle in the darkness. My God is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Promise keeper. Light who you are. Miracle worker. Darkness. My God. That is way maker, miracle walk in the darkness. My God is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Here, moving in our midst, worship you. I will. Working in this place, I worship you. You are here, many enemies, I worship you. I worship you. I hear. You made a way for me, way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are, that is who you are, that is who you are, that is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. 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 That is who you
God has done great things.
He has done,
he has great, done great things.
One more time.
He has done great things.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
Yes, He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to request the men to sit down. As we're rounding up, the men should sit down. Just the men. If you're a man, you may have your seat. Most men are fond of being the blessings. Now, church, please stretch out your hands to any man next to you or even the stage and decree blessings on the men that you have here. The ones in your life, your wife, if you're next to your husband, please lay hands on him. Or just stretch your hand and say, the Lord bless him. The Lord will keep him. The Lord will make him shine for him. The Lord will make him fulfill his destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. If the men fulfill their destiny, you will fulfill your own destiny. Just continue to pray for them. Continue to commit them into the hands of the Lord. That the way they will hear from the Lord, they will see from the Lord, they will direct their households in the way of the Lord. And the Lord will bless them. If the men are prosperous spiritually and in the secular, the church will prosper also. Just commit them into the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. Children, pray for your fathers. Ask that the Lord will bless them. Hallelujah. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Father Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for this wonderful evening. We have not had enough time to complete everything, but Lord, we believe the short time we have, your children have been blessed. Lord, I pray for every man in the Bread of Life that is crying his heart for something. Lord, I ask that you answer him speedily in this season in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word that has been spoken from this pulpit, Father Lord, it will not fall to the ground, but you will go out and accomplish everything he has desired to accomplish. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you for all the people that have blessed us today. Wherever they have taken, Father Lord, Lord, we ask that you replenish in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, as we depart with your presence. Take the glory, take the adoration. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before we may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.